recreating the whole symphony. If a speaker only moves back and forth, how does it reproduce an entire symphony of sounds at the same time? Let's look at basic sound wave operation. Air is an elastic medium, meaning that it returns to its original shape once an acting force is removed. Speakers push and pull air molecules, making them ram into each other in a domino effect. This wave reaches and moves your eardrum, which sends a signal that your brain interprets as sound. You could even say that hearing is just movement detection. While it's often easier on paper to draw waves as a bouncy line, in reality, sound waves are three-dimensional areas of high and low pressure. When we turn up the volume, the speaker pushes harder, sending more forceful waves through the air. The sound wave's pushing force is its amplitude. To make high and low sounds, the speaker vibrates faster or slower. The wave rate is its frequency, measured in hertz, or in musical terms, its note pitch.